Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news. Rebecca Black is at Lollapalooza this weekend. How about that? And there she is with the Friday song. And here's Dean.
Look at you with the helpful musical tips.
That's me. I'm all about public service.
You are.
So we heard yesterday about Justin Timberlake. And is he okay?
He is okay. He announced that he's been diagnosed with Lyme disease. So he had to go through treatment. Usually when you have Lyme disease, you take antibiotics. I shouldn't say you just take antibiotics, because you do have to go through, it's flu-like conditions, it's neurological problems, it's joint pain. I mean, it can be serious, but it is something that can be treated. But, you know, he's in another country. He was in Turkey when he announced that he was displaying these symptoms, had to cancel and postpone several shows as a result of it all. And he said that he is now on the mend. But, boy, we got to be careful from, mm-hmm. All these kinds of things that we had a doctor on my Sunday show last week talking about how this is the worst time of year for ticks.
Yep.
And you got to be very careful, and check. Before you all go to work this morning, check each other for ticks.
Yeah, tick check.
That's my Bob's got the musical helpful information. I encourage you strongly to check each other for ticks before you start your day today.
What is the P. Diddy courtroom news today?
Well, he put in a request to the judge in his case. He is just asking for his guilty verdict to be thrown out. Hmm. Attorneys claim he was unfairly targeted by the federal government and that his conviction was unconstitutional. He was found guilty on two counts of transportation and transportation to engage in prostitution. They did find him not guilty of sex trafficking in those trials. The judge did come back yesterday and denied him his request because of his history of violence. Right now, his sentencing is set for October the 3rd. And there was some talk earlier this week that President Trump was saying that he is seriously considering pardoning him. On what grounds, I don't know. I just saw the headline on the whole thing. So, this is clearly an ongoing story.
We will see. They announced the official cause of death in the Hulk Hogan case, and it was a heart attack, wasn't it?
It did turn out to be a heart attack, yeah. He was pronounced dead at a hospital 90 minutes after medics arrived at his home in Florida last week, answering a call about cardiac arrest. He previously had leukemia. I never knew this, an atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart rhythm. So he did have some history of heart disease.
Didn't know that.
But that was the cause of death. Hulk Hogan last week, 71 years old.
The Colbert ratings are out, and this is no surprise, is it?
No, I think everybody was tuning in to see what he was going to say. After it was announced that his show was being canceled, and everybody was tuning in to see what this was about. His audience ratings were up 12%, 12.6%. They're talking about how people aren't watching late night TV anymore, the younger people are going to YouTube and their phones and TikTok and, all online things now. But I guess curiosity was there just to see how he was going to react to the whole thing, to the tune of the highest weekly share of audience dating back for him 10 years, highest ratings in 10 years. 3.5 million total viewers each night last week. Maybe CBS will reconsider now that its ratings are skyrocketing now.
Yeah, check the incoming revenue on new commercials. Dean, what is going on around here this weekend?
Oh, we got a little thing called Lollapalooza going on in Grant Park through Sunday. Day one went off pretty much without a hitch. No major issues to report. The shows were all reviewed very, very well. Tonight, the headliners are Olivia Rodriguez, which is a pretty big deal. This is her first time ever at Lollapalooza, but she is a bona fide pop star. And, you know, for a festival which got its roots in alternative music and, you know, being very eclectic music festival, they have strived to make this year's Lollapalooza much more diverse by bringing in, artists from country music, from pop music, and they don't get much more pop than Olivia Rodrigo. She's doing an 8:40 show tonight. And on the other end of Grant Park tonight, the very, very alternative group Korn will be performing roughly at the same time. There's, you know, a whole list of artists that you may or may not know. Chances are your kids or grandkids know all about all of these artists. You can go to WGNTV.com/Lollapalooza. We've got all of the information, what you can bring in, what you can't bring in. Everything you need to know about Lollapalooza is posted up there. But we've got other things going on this weekend, like the pop rockers called Train at Ravinia on Highland Park, at Highland Park on Sunday. The group TLC is at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan this weekend. Boys to Men at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond on Saturday. Yacht Rockers Orleans, still the one, Dance With Me, so many hits of theirs, along with the group Firefall at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits, going to be at the Des Plaines Theater on Sunday. It's got the final weekend for Beauty and the Beast at the Cadillac Palace Theater downtown. That's going on through Sunday. The Patsy Cline musical, Always Patsy Cline, also closing Sunday at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. Comedian Godfrey is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. We've got Jeff Fest going on in the city's Jefferson Park neighborhood. Fiesta del Sol going on this weekend in Pilsen. So, you know, there's just aside from Lollapalooza, tons of things going on this weekend. But let me tell you about this new Naked Gun movie that, you know, I've always loved these movies with Leslie Nielsen. They are so ridiculous, just filled with one stupid joke after another, one ridiculous, visual joke after another, nonstop. And I, you know, when I heard that they were going to be doing another one, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be disaster trying to remake this movie. Leslie Nielsen has passed away. Most of the principals who were part of it have all passed away. They didn't even go to the original creators when they were thinking about making this new movie. They sort of bypassed the original creators of the movie. So I just thought, this is going to be a complete disaster. And then I went and saw it, and I sat there as the first scenes began to roll out and found myself giggling and then laughing a little more and a little more and a little more. And I at one point I realized this, oh my gosh, this is actually a funny movie. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say it's a good movie because it's Naked Gun, but it is a conveyor belt of one-liners and silly sight gags once again. Clearly, the new writers, the new producers, the new directors, which includes Seth MacFarlane, by the way, of Family Guy fame, clearly also were big fans of the original motion pictures. Liam Neeson now plays Frank Drebin Jr. He plays the son of Leslie Nielsen's character. And, he's so known for his serious movies. I mean, come on, the guy starred in Schindler's List.
Yeah, that's why he's perfect in this role.
Yeah, and you know, now he's running around in Speedos and doing flatulent jokes and
you know what?
The kind of thing that you would expect from a Naked Gun movie.
I have been a huge fan of the Naked Gun movies, but I got to tell you, every clip I saw on social media the last couple of weeks, I thought was not funny. And I'm surprised to hear your relatively good review.
They did not put out the best trailer for this movie. The clips that they gave us to show, I think, you know, they didn't want to give away their best stuff.
They definitely didn't.
Yeah. I agree. But it's here's the other thing. They're going on a pure volume theory here, quantity. Yeah. If you don't like one joke, don't worry, because in about 10 seconds, another one's going to come along. And they just keep coming and coming and coming. And some work and some don't. But overall, I got to say, I laughed quite a bit and I enjoyed it. And I wound up giving it a Dean's List B+. So I know critics are, you know, supposed to be scornful of movies like this. And you know, we're not supposed to like movies like this. I'm a little embarrassed that I liked it, but I did.
Just don't call me Shirley. Thank you, Dean. Have a pleasant weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.